Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. If you can make somebody's life better, do it. Do it. Give the gift. Remember, I haven't said this in a long time, so noobs, don't worry about this. Some of the old cats, some of the non-verbal communication peeps, don't or can't remember this as well, but they probably remember it now because I just communicated with them non-verbally. That's neither here nor there. Yet, let me make it known. Let me bring this to the forefront, I should say. It's best to give than receive. It's best to give than receive. This is something I've been saying for a while now. This is something I definitely believe in. This is something that is true on so many levels. Better give than receive. However, it comes down to what gift you are giving as well. Yeah, I said it. It comes down to the gift that you give as well. Don't get it twisted now. It's still no judge zone. It's still no judge zone. It comes down to the gift as well. You just can't be giving gifts to give gifts because you think it's better to give than receive, which it is. Yet, there's a little caveat. You got to put a little thought behind it. You got to at least try. You got to, can't just be doing it to doing it. Because if you're doing it to doing it, you really don't care. If you're doing it to do it, you're just trying to check out a box. If you're trying to check out a box, you're just trying to do something to do it because you think it's the right thing to do. And you, yeah, it's the right thing to do, but just doing it because it's the right thing to do. And you really, truly, not your true feelings and not something that you're about. It's not something that you want to do. Just don't do it. Just don't do it and say, hey, I understand. I know what it is, but I ain't built that way. I want to change. I'm trying to get this personal growth, which you should be doing, No judge zone. I'm just not there yet. That'd be better, or not giving a gift at all would be better, or just showing something else, or doing something else, or just being who you are and having value, bringing value into life. Into bringing value to others. Just doing something that helps. Helps. If you not about giving gifts, if you don't believe that it's better to give than receive, be a good receiver then. Be a good receiver. Just don't give gifts to give gifts. Because if you just popping out and giving gift cards, popping off and giving gift cards to individuals who don't even shop or don't even have that company, have that store within their area or neighborhood or even 20 hours close. You probably should just go ahead and give cash, replace the gift card with cash. Cash should work instead of a gift card. How about this? You put the cash in something cool, something neat, and write gift card on it. Gift card for, bam, whatever. Something close. Something original. But if you really, 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 really about that gift life, and it really, really important, super important for you to give a gift card, how about doing a little investigation? How about doing a little detective work? How about just asking a few questions from people that's close to this person that you know or that's going to receive the gift card and ask them, where do they shop? Where do they go? What would they like? You know, simple questions. It's not always a bad thing to ask questions. This is where it's good. You should ask questions to ask questions. There's no silly question. There's no dumb question. Ask the question, better gift card. Ask the question, better gift. Just ask and not ax, axe. No. Definitely not trying to ax here. We're trying to ask. It's a difference. You'll understand. You understand later on. It's a difference. Maybe not today. Definitely not tomorrow. Probably a year or two. Yeah, we're going to stay with two. 2 years from now, you'll understand. You would get it. Definitely not an axe, but ask. Just ask the question. Then you can get directed in the right direction where to get this difficult decision decided, done. Bam. Gift card, welcome. Or you can just do the opposite and just give the cash. But if you must not put cash in this person's hand and it's better, or somehow you got a discount on gift cards, or somehow you just don't trust this person with cash, just ask and see what store or what place or what company is close by and that this person frequent at. That's not too hard, is it?
Nah, it's a little hard. And I understand it's a little hard, but step out of your comfort zone. Grow.
Personal growth.
Yes.
How about that? And if a gift card isn't something that you got your eyes set on,
if a gift card isn't something that you want to do,
and it's more to the tune of a card, you know what? You better get that card then. Get that card. The things within the card, the saying, the words, if you buy one of those cards that you actually have to write something in it, then that's the best way to go.
But if you haven't taken any classes in creative writing, if you aren't creative, if you just don't want to come up with something new, come up with something different, come up with something interesting to say. If you don't want to come up with something interesting to say, go ahead, get the card that's already pre-written for you. Get it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to look down and say, I've failed.
No, none of that's true. None of it's true. However, you definitely should read what's written. And maybe one of the sentences, maybe one of the lines should have something to do with the person that you're giving a card to.
You might
want to look at a different card, get a different card, go a different direction. That's not asking too much.
Because they're going to read the card.
And the card is going to be the first thing that they remember.
What they read on the card is going to be the first thing that they remember. And
yeah, I just communicated this nonverbal, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it out loud.
See something, say something.
I am seeing something, so it's time for me to say something. I'm not talking about the inside of the card. I'm talking about the outside of the card. The first thing they see on the outside of the card is what they're gonna remember. The stuff in the inside of the card is just gonna reinforce what's on the outside of the card. So if there's no words or nothing written on the outside of the card and it's just kind of a picture or some kind of design, they're going to see the picture and they're going to see the design, and the inside is just going to link up and match and be like, oh, it just formed this perfect memory that's going to go down and be stored and locked away. Whether or not it's going to be a good memory, whether or not it's going to be a bad memory, that's out of my hands. I can say This card better be the bomb.
But you can't say bomb on a plane.
I'm not on the plane.
This card better be the ish.
That's I-S-H, ish.
This card better be all that and a bag of chips.
The good chips too, because once you pop, you can't stop. Not those, but the good ones. This card better be just my favorite word. You know, my favorite word. This card better be amazing. Because if this card isn't amazing and the person that you're giving the card to, it's definitely going to be it's going to collect dust somewhere. It's going to
not be visible. It's going to be read maybe once, definitely once, and that's it. And who knows where it goes from there. Read once, and who knows where it's going to go from there. Bam. Ball game over. And if this person has a fireplace, it probably gets utilized once and never utilized again. So the card and the gift card issue or gift, however you look at it, to each his own. This is why the card and the gift card gifts have to be on point. If they aren't on point, just go ahead and just buy an actual gift. An actual gift. Unless said gift is so far out the norm, unless said gift is one of the worst gifts ever, and it creates questions, and it creates questions that you did not think that it should create, then how will you know? How will you know? That's the chance you take. Either the gift cards or gift cards. Of course, there's more things that you could venture off and try to do. We're going to keep this to those three, four now. And the reason I bring this up, because somebody close to me, definitely not the Christmas gifts, definitely not the Christmas gift. Not going that direction. Birthday, maybe, maybe not. I'm just saying, I had somebody extremely, extremely important in my life give me something where I thought that they were trying to signal to me, just non-verbally, of course, hey, I don't think we should be friends. I don't think we should see each other more. I want to go a different direction. This is what I thought she was trying to do when she gave me the gift that she was giving me. I thought that it was all right. It was fun while it lasted. But I think it's best that we go our separate ways. And this is the nice way of me telling you this. That's what I thought that was going. That's what I thought was taking place. That's what I thought was happening, because the gift that she gave me, I'm like, whoa, how could you? Whoa, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve this? I could have just got a card. I could have just got a gift card. I could have just got something. I could have just got anything else. Something. Anything else but that. Or, you know, getting nothing would have been better than the gift that she gave me. And that's why getting that gift, I thought that it was something was going on and something was about to happen. And this was the nice way to indicate this. I definitely was shook. I was shook when presented with the gift. And I got presented with the gift. And I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at her, and she's smiling, extremely happy. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, is this a joke? Is this a joke? And then when she told me to just go ahead and, you know, use the gift, go ahead and utilize the gift, it was music. Go ahead and play the music. And you know how much I like music. You know how much I love me some music. But you know how much I dislike. Not going to use hate here, because no hate. Dislike. You know how much I dislike certain genres, certain artists, what have you. That's why I thought this was an indicator of a cool, creative way to indicate that it is over. Let's go our separate ways. Because she got me, I don't even have to say, with a CD of, because you already know. And then she told me to play it and listen to it. Yeah. Play it and listen to it. I'm looking. I just see just smiling, happy, and just got this proud feeling. It's like, I've done good. And that's the thing. When you don't ask questions, I'm not going to blame the gift giver here. I'm definitely going to have to blame myself on this one. Definitely have to blame myself. You have to make it you have to make it clear that when you talking about an artist or a genre, you have to make sure that the person that's listening or the person that asked you the question, they know that you are referring to this genre, this artist, or this album, or this song as you do not like. You do not like meaning you do not want, you do not care for, you do not care for, you do not want, you do not want any part of, you just want it to go away and go away in a way that you don't want it in your life. Because if you don't make that abundantly clear, if you don't make that clear and you just jokes and just laugh and ha ha and hee hee about the genre, about the artist, about the album, about the song, and it's, you're smiling while doing it, you're happy while doing it, and you're just giving off all these positive indications that this is something that you might like, that you, something that you might enjoy, you actually gonna get this because it brought about so many positive feelings and so many positive emotions that your significant other is gonna wanna recreate that. And your significant other is going to go out, and then your significant other is going to bring that back to you because it pleases you and it makes you happy. And that's what you do. You gift giver wanted to the other person to be happy, sort of, right? Yeah, no, okay, right. So you have to make that clear. And I blame myself as I look back on it now, but at the time, I thought that it was some kind of message, some kind of hidden message, like, yeah, some kind of hidden message, like, yeah, it's over, goodbye. Because why would I play and listen to something that I dislike? Then a light bulb had to come on. I was like, wait a minute, I do dislike this, but I gave off so much positive vibes when discussing and talking about this. My bad. And so I kind of put the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together, had to inform her that, hey, thank you, but I'm going to have to save that for later because I don't want this moment to end. I don't want to sully the moment. So, hey, it's the idea that counts. It's the idea that counts. And when you're throwing home, when you throw out the first pitch, it's the idea that counts. It doesn't matter that you can't get it to the plate. It doesn't matter if you throw the ball and you hit somebody else. It doesn't matter if you throw the ball and you hit it in the ground. It doesn't matter if you have one of the worst throws. It doesn't matter if you claim to be a pitcher. It doesn't matter if you're a rap star. It doesn't matter if you're a pop singer. It doesn't matter if you are famous. It doesn't matter, because if you're trying to throw the ball home from the pitcher's mound to throw out the first pitch, to throw out the opening day pitch, there's so many have failed. There's so many people that have failed. Presidents have failed. Congressmen have failed. Celebrities have failed. Seniors have failed. Artists have failed. Everybody has failed. You're in good company if you fail too. However, when you rank or get ranked up as in one of the worst ever to do it, one of the worst ever anything, you are in exclusive company. You are 1% of the 1% of the 1%. You deserve a ribbon. You deserve a medal. You are the best of the best of the best of the best of the worst. I can't imagine trying to throw a pitch and having that ball hit somebody else in their mommy, daddy, but no. It's definitely the thrower's fault. It's definitely the thrower's fault. But if that situation was reversed and I was the guy that get hit in my mommy, daddy button, it wouldn't have happened because I would have definitely said, YOLO, baby, YOLO. My job is a photographer, but I'm quitting today. Bam, camera smash.